आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम अभिषेक मुखोपाध्याय। द हेडलाइंस: प्राइम मिनिस्टर नरेंद्र मोदी सेज एवरी नोबल अटेम्प्ट फॉर पीस विद पाकिस्तान मेट विद होस्टिलिटी एंड बिट्रेयल। प्राइम मिनिस्टर टू इनॉग्रेट 10th एडिशन ऑफ रायसीना डायलॉग इन न्यू दिल्ली दिस इवनिंग। Government to launch a dedicated app for Prime Minister's internship scheme today. Trump administration and US to impose new travel ban against citizens from 43 countries including Pakistan and Afghanistan. Kabaddi World Cup 2025 to begin in England this evening. Indian men's team to start the campaign against Italy. And in cricket, India Masters beat West Indies Masters by 6 wickets to clinch inaugural International Masters League T20 title in Raipur. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that every attempt to foster peace with Pakistan was met with hostility and betrayal, and hoped that wisdom would prevail on the leadership in Islamabad to improve bilateral ties. In an interaction with US-based popular podcaster and computer scientist Lex Fridman, Mr. Modi recalled that he had specially invited his Pakistan counterpart Nawaz Sharif for his swearing-in ceremony in 2014 with the hope that the two countries could turn a new leaf.
मेरे प्रधानमंत्री बनने के बाद शपथ समारोह में पाकिस्तान को स्पेशली इनवाइट किया था ताकि एक शुभ शुरुआत हो, लेकिन हर अच्छे प्रयासों का परिणाम नकारात्मक निकला। हम आशा करते हैं कि उनको सद्बुद्धि मिलेगी और सुख शांति के रास्ते पर जाएंगे।
The Prime Minister called out Pakistan's long-standing role in fostering terrorism, emphasizing that the world is no longer in doubt about where the roots of terror lie. He said that time and again, Pakistan has emerged as the epicenter of terror, causing immense suffering not just to India, but to the entire world. Mr. Modi stressed that India is not neutral, but firmly committed to peace. He emphasized that the world listens whenever India speaks of peace, because it is the land of Gautam Buddha and Mahatma Gandhi. He said Indians espouse harmony and stand for peace. The Prime Minister said the strong relations between India and China should continue in the future. In the podcast, he noted that differences do exist between neighboring countries and occasional disagreements are bound to happen. He said the focus is to ensure that differences do not turn to disputes. On US President Donald Trump calling him a tough negotiator, Mr. Modi stated that it is President Trump's magnanimity to call him a tough negotiator, and appreciating him on various platforms. He pointed out that for Mr. Trump, it is America first, and for him, it is always Bharat first. On artificial intelligence, the Prime Minister emphasized that no matter how much the world advances in AI, it remains incomplete without India.
भारत के बिना एआई अधूरा है। एआई डेवलपमेंट एक कोलैबोरेशन है। यहाँ हर कोई एक दूसरे को अपने एक्सपीरियंस और लर्निंग से सपोर्ट कर सकता है, और इंडिया सिर्फ इसका मॉडल नहीं बना रहा बल्कि स्पेसिफिक यूज केसेस के हिसाब से एआई बेस्ड एप्लीकेशंस को भी डेवलप कर रहा है।
द प्राइम मिनिस्टर ऑल्सो हाईलाइटेड महात्मा गांधी एबिलिटी टू ट्रांसफॉर्म इंडिया फ्रीडम स्ट्रगल इंटू अ जन आंदोलन बाई रिकग्नाइजिंग द पावर ऑफ जन शक्ति। ही सेड दैट इन हिज ओन अप्रोच ही ऑलवेज स्ट्राइव्स टू इन्वॉल्व एज मेनी पीपल एज पॉसिबल इन एवरी इनिशिएटिव, टर्निंग इट इंटू अ मैस मूवमेंट विद जन भागीदारी।
मेरी सरकार की जो नीतियां रहती हैं वो सैचुरेशन की नीति, जो भी योजना होगी 100% लागू करना चाहिए, उसके जो लाभार्थी हैं उसमें कोई भेदभाव नहीं होना चाहिए। मैं चुनाव सेंट्रिक गवर्नेंस नहीं चलाता हूँ, मैं पीपल सेंट्रिक गवर्नेंस चलाता हूँ।
प्राइम मिनिस्टर नरेंद्र मोदी विल इनॉग्रेट द 10th एडिशन ऑफ रायसीना डायलॉग 2025 इन न्यू दिल्ली टुडे। प्राइम मिनिस्टर ऑफ न्यूजीलैंड क्रिस्टोफर लक्सन विल जॉइन द इनॉग्रल सेशन एज अ चीफ गेस्ट एंड डिलीवर द कीनोट एड्रेस। द 3-डे डायलॉग विल बी हेल्ड फ्रॉम टुडे टिल वेंसडे। द थीम दिस ईयर इज काल चक्र, पीपल, पीस एंड प्लैनेट। During the event, decision makers and thought leaders of the world will engage each other across conversations in various formats over 6 thematic pillars. These include politics interrupted, shifting sands and rising tides, resolving the green trilemma, who, where and how, and digital planet, agents, agencies and absences. Our correspondent has the details.
The 10th Raisina Dialogue will witness participation of representatives from about 125 countries. The participants include ministers, former heads of state and heads of government, military commanders, captains of industry, technology leaders, academics, journalists, scholars on strategic affairs, experts from leading think tanks, and youth. Over 3,500 participants will be joining the dialogue in person, and the proceedings will be viewed by millions across the world on various digital platforms. The Raisina Dialogue is India's premier conference on geopolitics and geoeconomics, committed to addressing the most challenging issues facing the global community. Suparna Saikia, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will hold talks with his New Zealand counterpart Christopher Luxon in New Delhi today, covering various aspects of India-New Zealand relations. The visiting leader will also call on President Draupadi Murmu at the Rashtrapati Bhavan this afternoon. Mr. Luxon's visit aims to strengthen the bilateral relationship between both the countries, reaffirming their commitment to deepen ties across all sectors and foster people-to-people connections. He arrived in New Delhi yesterday on a five-day visit to India. The Prime Minister is accompanied by a high-level delegation, including ministers, senior officials, businesses, media and members of the Indian diaspora community. Mr. Luxon will also visit Mumbai, where he will have interactions with business leaders. National Security Advisor Ajit Doval held a meeting with Tulsi Gabbard, America's Director of National Intelligence, in New Delhi yesterday. According to sources, the two leaders had a detailed discussion on several facets of Indo-US relations. Tulsi Gabbard is visiting India as a part of a multi-nation visit. The Asia leg of Gabbard's trip will culminate in an address tomorrow at the Raisina Dialogue, to which she was invited by Prime Minister Narendra Modi. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on X handle at EIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsoneir.gov.in and download News on EIR app. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman is scheduled to launch a dedicated app for the Prime Minister's internship scheme, PMIS, today. The launch aims to enhance participation by facilitating easier registration for the second round of the scheme. It will accept applications until March 31st. The app seeks to address the challenge of limited computer access by leveraging the widespread use of mobile phones, which offer a user-friendly alternative for many applicants. Five more members of the magnificent cheetah family are set to roam free in the wilderness of Kuno National Park, KNP, in Shivpur, Madhya Pradesh today. Chief Minister Mohan Yadav shared this on his social media account, announcing that a female cheetah named Kamini, brought from South Africa, will be released into the open wilderness of KNP. Kamini will be accompanied by her two male and two female cubs, marking another milestone in the conservation efforts at the park's Khajuri Tourism Zone. The Trump administration in the United States is considering imposing a new travel ban that could affect citizens from as many as 43 countries, including Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Russia. A draft list of recommendations by security officials proposes categorizing countries into three groups, red, orange, and yellow, to restrict travel. Being placed on the red list would mean a complete ban on entering the United States. Pakistan and Russia are included in the orange list, which consists of 10 countries facing restricted travel rather than an outright ban. The draft also places 10 countries, including Afghanistan, Iran, Libya, North Korea, and Bhutan, on the red list, meaning the citizens could face a full visa suspension. Two U.S. astronauts stuck for more than 9 months on the International Space Station will return to Earth tomorrow night. We have a report.
NASA said that Sunita Williams and Butch Wilmore will be transported home with another American astronaut and a Russian cosmonaut aboard a SpaceX Crew Dragon craft. The stranded duo have been on the ISS since June after the Boeing Starliner spacecraft they were testing on its maiden crewed voyage suffered propulsion issues and was deemed unfit to fly them back to Earth. NASA astronaut Nick Hague and Roscosmos cosmonaut Alexander Gorbunov will also return on the Dragon capsule. For Sunita Williams and Butch Wilmore, it will mark the end of an ordeal that has seen them stuck for 9 months after what was meant to have been a days-long round trip. Aishwarya Rai Nigam, Akashwani News, Delhi.
And now on to the world of sports. The Kabaddi World Cup 2025 is set to begin in England this evening. The Indian men's team will start the campaign against Italy at Wolverhampton. The match will begin at 5:30 p.m. IST. We have a report.
This is the second edition of the Kabaddi World Cup being hosted by World Kabaddi, and for the first time it is happening outside Asia. The defending champions India in the men's and women's competition will look to maintain their legacy in this edition too. In the group stage, the Indian men's team will compete with Italy, Scotland, Wales and China, while the Indian women's team will be up against Wales and Poland. In cricket, India clinched the inaugural International Masters League T20 title, beating West Indies by 6 wickets in Raipur last night. After electing to bat first, Brian Lara's West Indies Masters got restricted to just 148 for 7, with Sachin Tendulkar-led India Masters chased in the 18th over with Ambati Raidu 74 of 50 balls, who also got the Player of the Match award. Next update is from the IPL T20 League, where the defending champions Kolkata Knight Riders have signed left-arm fast bowler Chetan Sakaria as a replacement player for Umran Malik after he has been ruled out of the season due to injury. Sakaria has been signed up at a price of 75 lakh rupees.
India Meteorological Department IMDS forecast heavy rainfall at isolated places over Arunachal Pradesh, Assam, Meghalaya, Nagaland, Manipur and Mizoram can experience thunderstorms and gusty winds today. According to IMD, a gradual rise in maximum temperatures by 2 to 4 degrees Celsius is expected over northwest India for the next 3 to 4 days. In Odisha, mercury is likely to soar significantly in several districts, as the India Meteorological Department IMD has issued a heat wave warning for today. Severe heat wave conditions may prevail in places like Jharsuguda, Sambalpur and Kalahandi districts, for which the IMD has issued a red warning. The Met Department has advised people to take precautionary measures while going outside during peak hours of the day from 11 in the forenoon to 3 in the afternoon. In Telangana, 22 out of the state's 33 districts have recorded maximum temperatures exceeding 40 degrees centigrade, with the ongoing heat wave intensifying across the state. According to the Telangana Development Planning Society data, Asifabad registered the highest temperature at 42.4 degrees Celsius during the past 24 hours. The state capital city Hyderabad also felt the impact of the rising mercury. In a bilingual live phone-in program, Public Speak, at 9:30 tonight, we will bring an insightful discussion on the birth defects and related issues with Dr. Prabhut Goyal, Professor of Pediatric Surgery, AIIMS, New Delhi, and Dr. Surinder Singh Visht, HOD Pediatrics and Neonatology, Swami Dayanand Hospital, New Delhi. During the program, listeners will have the opportunity to ask our experts questions about how to identify birth defects, how to seek timely intervention and cure for it. To participate, simply dial the telephone numbers 011-2342-1050 and 011-2331-4444 from 9:30 p.m. onwards. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Shagun Chopra.
Thank you, Abhishek. Prime Minister Modi's podcast with American computer scientist and broadcaster Lex Fridman is prominently noticed by the dailies. The Times of India, quoting Prime Minister Narendra Modi, says, "Trump and I both put nation first, that's our connect." Hindustan Times quotes ISRO as saying, "Chandrayaan 5 mission has got center's green light." Pakistan implodes with Balochistan explosion, leads the pioneer, adding PM bemoans lack of will and wisdom in Islamabad. The Hindu quotes PM Modi as saying, "Every noble attempt for peace with Pakistan met with hostility, betrayal." Gabbard says US won't allow anti-India activities on its soil, says the Tribune. Ministry of Home Affairs seeks umbrella probe in cases of illegal Bangladeshi nationals, reports the Statesman. And finally, Leo, the untold story officially launched, writes the Hindu about the new book on Chennai Super Kings. And with that, it's back to you, Abhishek.
Thank you, Shagun. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says every noble attempt for peace with Pakistan met with hostility and betrayed. Prime Minister to inaugurate 10th edition of the Raisina Dialogue in New Delhi this evening. Government to launch a dedicated app for Prime Minister's internship scheme today. Trump administration in US to impose new travel ban against citizens from 43 countries, including Pakistan and Afghanistan. Kabaddi World Cup 2025 to begin in England this evening. Indian men's team to start the campaign against Italy. And in cricket, India Masters beat West Indies Masters by 6 wickets to clinch inaugural International Masters League T20 title in Raipur. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and News on AIR app. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.